I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to our tune in practice of the week. This week, we set the intention to focus on our routines, to really make sure that we're cultivating a routine in our day-to-day life that nourishes us, basically helping us transition from holiday season back to real life.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I want to give us a little bit of space today to contemplate two things to see if there is anything we might want to change or add or remove or maybe just tweak a little bit when it comes to the routine that we're in as of now. So let's take a moment right now to bring our attention to a routine that we have in our lives that is working really well right now. So beginning there with a routine, a habit, something that you are returning to every day again and again, that is a solid part of your life right now that really feels like it's working. And just take a moment to see where your awareness lands. Maybe you go straight into something that revolves around your workday or your organization of the week or something like that. Maybe your mind takes you straight into health and your well-being. Maybe it's about how you move your body or what you eat or something else. But just bring your awareness to some routine that you have now or one routine you have now that you really feel is totally working for you. For me, when I shift my mind into that space, I have a really good one actually right now. Every single day I wake up, I put on about 7 layers of clothing, and no matter what kind of weather is outside, which is generally cold and snow, I take the dogs for a long walk in the morning. Normally Dennis walks the dogs. Normally we walk the dogs a little bit later in the day, but I have this really good thing going now where I just wake up and I put on all those layers and I go outside. So immediately I have that contact with nature every single day. And it just feels good to breathe fresh air first thing. Now, what is a routine that you have, something you do every day that really serves you? Okay, bring your attention there, hold that for a moment, and take a moment to really honor how important this routine is. If you want, you can contemplate how this routine serves you, why it serves you. If I go into that space, I can really sense that that first moment of the day, it just sets the tone for me for the entire day ahead. And giving myself those 20 minutes, it's not that much time. I don't walk them for a super long time, but having that 20 minute touch point with nature every day really does something. And of course, the cold really wakes me up. So from there, we're going to shift our awareness now, of course, to the flip side of this, okay? Bring your awareness and attention to some routine or habit that you have that isn't serving you well, okay? And when I say routine, of course, it doesn't mean something that you do every single day and you have since the dawn of time. You know, it doesn't have to be this thing that's lasted forever, but in this time of your life, right? Could be over the past couple of weeks, you've kind of slipped into this habit that just doesn't feel so good. Maybe it's a routine you've had forever that you've been wanting to change forever, and you're realizing just now how deeply it doesn't serve you. Could be big, could be small, could be what you eat, how you sleep, how you move, how much you work, how much you rest or don't rest. Just bring your awareness to a routine that you have or a habit that you have that is not serving you well. And just notice right away where your awareness takes you. For me, I can just immediately, I know, I have totally let my diet kind of go to hell. Normally, I'm not obsessive about my food or anything like that. I'm very free and I eat what I want to eat. And I tend to be very good at eating foods that nourish me. But over the holidays, I just started eating so much sugar. I've been drinking lots of wine. I've been grain free for several months. And all of a sudden, just because it was Christmas, I've been eating all sorts of bread and gluten and things that I haven't been eating for a while. And I can feel the feeling in my body. I think it's mostly the grains, to be honest. I just feel it. It makes me feel heavy. It makes me feel tired. I feel like it brings me a little bit of anxiety even. Just I can sense that losing that nourishing part of my diet, transitioning really far into an indulgent part of a diet, just isn't serving me right now. And I feel really ready to let go of that as a habit, to let go of that as a routine, to get that fresh sense of nourishing foods entering my system and just bring more awareness to that. So that's something that I personally want to change, and I feel really ready for that right now. What about you? What's a habit or a routine that you're in that isn't serving you? Maybe you're staying up way too late every night. Maybe you're hitting the snooze button too many times every single morning. Maybe you are in a couch habit right now and you're not moving your body in a way that you know makes you feel good. Maybe you're in a social media hole and you just can't stop scrolling on Instagram. All those things are routines. So what is one that you know you want to shift or just tweak a little bit, change, or maybe even let all the way go of? For me, when it comes to food, I just made that little tweak of I'm going to really focus on cooking full meals at the beginning of the week so that I have lots of nourishing food all for the rest of the week ahead. And I made the decision to go back to being gluten-free just because it makes me feel so much better. Bread is the best. I already miss bread. But I need to get back to that place of feeling good in my body. And unfortunately, at least right now where I am in this season of my life, bread just isn't in that picture. So take this as deep and as far as you like. You can go light, you can go heavy, you can go small or big, but identifying one routine that really serves you, one routine that really doesn't, and then from there decide if there's something you would like to shift or change. Thank you so much for joining me for this contemplation today. If you do decide to make a change in your life right now, remember that going small generally is the way to go, and make sure that any changes that you're making come from a place of wanting to feel good, that it comes from a place of genuine, actual self-love. Have a wonderful week, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow.